So what's up? This is Terrell J. Johnson, the Black Engineering Podcast, coming at you for episode 3. On episode 3, we're going to be talking about the backup and why it's important that you know, really embrace the role of being a backup. In my career, I've always been the backup. When I first got into tech, I was the lowest on the totem pole. I was always the backup for the person above me. If they got sick, if it was too much work for them, if they had grunt work, if they had projects that they didn't really care about, like, I was their backup. I was the person who was there to support them, to be able to make sure that they were able to succeed, because when they succeeded, I succeeded. And when they had to explain how they were able to get this project done, you know, I wanted to make sure that my name was always mentioned as being a part of the team. I think the backup is the best role on any team within tech, because you get the opportunity to learn. You get the opportunity to learn from someone's mistakes. You get the opportunity to learn from someone's triumphs, the things that they did well, because one day, if they're doing well and they move on, you're going to get the opportunity to kind of move into their position. And so being a backup is like not a bad thing. A lot of people, they see, you know, I'm level one, I'm level two, I'm level three, whatever your level may be, or I'm the lead, or I'm just a part of the team, as like, you know, being something that's bad. Well, in sports, you know, you need a team to win a championship. And so I think it's very important that, you know, everyone understands like what their role is, what their boundaries are, not to cross those boundaries, to understand what their scope of work is, because that's what really builds these great teams within tech companies. I think having an open and transparent conversation around the things that you want to do, letting people know that, hey, like, you know, how is it that you got in the position that you're in, or, you know, letting them know that, hey, like, you know, you went on vacation and I was able to hold it down. I had no problem. I was able to take care of everything, because when those type of things happen, you know, people are watching and people are like, okay, I had this opportunity, let's say for your manager, and your manager, you know, but some type of way that their manager was afraid to kind of move them around because they thought that, you know, their organization was going to like crumble or whatever the case like may be. Well, if your manager goes on vacation and then you're the backup while they're out and you do a great job, then maybe that opens up an opportunity for your manager to go out and do something else, which in turn is like makes an opportunity for you. And so it's really about having like a positive attitude when it comes to everything. These are things that like I think about every day, things that I'm working on. You're going to always compete, but at the same time, you have to collaborate as well. And so I think, you know, you can't get into these situations in which like you're trying to compete, but you also got to like work with people, and you got to make sure that when you're working with someone, it's authentic and it's clear. And if it's not going to be authentic and it's going to be clear, then it needs to be like technical. It needs to be your name on the paper, your name on the presentation, you two do a presentation together, making sure that like your manager, all the stakeholders know, you know, exactly what it is that, you know, you've done and what you've contributed to this project. Because if you don't make sure that these things happen, you're going to walk around, you're going to always be frustrated. You're going to always walk around feeling like someone has, has pulled the rug from under you. Someone has gone behind your back, when in actuality, other people are just taking advantage of their opportunities. And so when you're the backup and, you know, you have these good relationships, or you just make it known that, hey, I'm the backup and I'm ready for more, I want more, then once you become a great backup, then there's no problem of making you the starter. So again, this is episode number 3. This was a little short blurb about being the backup and just keeping an open mind in tech, because there's going to be all types of opportunities. And even if you're the backup at one place, you can, you know, go somewhere else and let them know that, hey, I was the backup here, but, you know, due to lack of opportunity, I'm ready to lead and start and take the great things that I've learned from over there to over here. So again, this is episode number 3, The Backup. And this is Terrell J. Johnson, the Black Engineering Podcast. Peace.